A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adoluju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Sermon the UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. We have been looking at the manner of our God, the manner of the God we worship, the God we serve, the God we pray to. We have seen him as the Bible described him to us, and as he described himself in his word unto us. I want us to continue our discussion as we look at the description of God again in Jeremiah chapter 32 from verse 26 to verse 27. The scripture says, "Then came the word of the Lord unto Jeremiah, saying, Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is anything too hard for me? Is anything too difficult for me? Does anything look like an impossibility with me, the God of all flesh?" God introduced himself to Jeremiah here as the God of all flesh, and he gave him one of his great qualities. Is there anything too hard for me? This God we serve is a God of all flesh with whom nothing shall be impossible. One major characteristic of God is that there is no impossibility with God. God, who could make a 90-year-old woman to get pregnant and give birth, what could be impossible with him? Nothing, I dare say. God, who could prepare a fish, a whale, to swallow a disobedient prophet and to vomit him at the same place where God has sent him to after 3 days, what could be impossible with this God? Absolutely nothing. God, who could make a virgin girl to become pregnant and give birth to a baby boy without the influence or the connection of any man, what could be too hard for him? Absolutely nothing. The God who could stand at the grave of a dead man, a man who had been dead 4 days, and declare, "Lazarus, come forth." And he that was dead heard the voice of the Son of God and came out of the grave. What could be impossible with this God? I dare say nothing. The God of all flesh with whom nothing is impossible. He is the God of all flesh, meaning that all flesh belongs to this God. Every one of us is in his hand. He created us all, and we all belong to him. Paul the Apostle, in his message to the Athenians on Mars Hill, said, "Ye men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you are too superstitious. For I passed by and beheld your devotion. I found an altar with this inscription, to the unknown God, whom therefore ye ignorantly worship, him declare I unto you. God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands, neither is worshipped with men's hand, as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things, and hath made of one blood all nations of men, for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed, and the bounds of their habitation." So God is the maker, the creator of all. He designed us all. He gave life to us all. We are made of one blood. Whatever the color, whether you're a Caucasian, you're an African, you are white, you are black, you are brown, we are made of one blood. There is no white man who carries a green blood or a white blood. Neither is there any black man who carries a black blood. There is no white or black in God. We are all human. We are all created in the image and in the likeness of God. And therefore, no man should look down on himself because of the color of his skin. Neither should any man feel superior to the other. It is not the color of the skin that matters. And like a great man once said, balloons do not rise because of its color, but because of its content. God is therefore the God of all. Not only is he the God of all flesh, he is the Father of all. In Ephesians chapter 4 and in verse number 6, God is the Father of all. He is our God, the God of all flesh, and is our Father. Ephesians 4, 6 says, "One God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. He is the Father of all, and he is in us all." This God created us all and we are made in his image. You must also understand that there is no art that this God cannot touch. There is no man that this God cannot control or instruct or order or compel to even do or carry out his will. He is our God. He made us all and we belong to him. In Proverbs chapter 21 and in verse number 1, the Bible says the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. As the rivers of water, he turneth it whithersoever he will. The heart of a king, the heart of every man is in the hand of God. Since every man belongs to God, since God created us all, and since God is the God of all flesh, and he is the father of all, everyone is in his hand. Our lives belong to him, and our hearts are in his hand. He can turn the heart of any man to your direction. Therefore, you must understand, if you need anything from a man, go to his maker. Go to the God of all flesh, the father of all, and talk to God about that man before you bring the matter to that man himself. The God of all flesh has shown unto us through Jacob the order of communication, the order of prayers to receive or get anything from a man. Don't go to that man and seek to collect from that man. Go to God first. In Genesis chapter 32, verse 28, the word of God says, the angel speaking to Jacob, and he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince, hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. If you want to prevail with man, go before God because of that man or on behalf of that man. Present your documents to God before you present it to that institution. Present your proposal to God first. Go on your knees before you present it to that committee or to that panel. God is the God of all flesh. He has the key and the control of all in his hand. Therefore, take that matter to God before bringing it to men. And don't ever forget, there is no impossibility with this God, the God of all flesh. There is no impossibility anywhere. Every man's ignorance is his impossibility. There is no mountain, there is no impossibility anywhere, particularly with God. I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is anything too hard for me? The angel told Mary, when Mary asked, how shall this thing be, seeing I do not know a man? How can I possibly conceive without the seed of copulation? The angel said unto her in Luke chapter 1, verse 37, for with God nothing shall be impossible. With God nothing shall be impossible. I have come to address that seemingly impossible situation in your life that the God of all flesh, with whom there is no impossibility, is saying that issue is resolved. That situation is turned around. There is no impossibility with God. That similar impossibility in your life receives divine solution today. This is the day for divine solution. The God of all flesh says, is anything too hard for me? And I am asking that problem. Is anything too hard for God? I am asking that cancer. Are you too difficult with God? I am asking that joblessness. Are you too difficult with God? I am asking that barrenness. Are you too difficult with God? I am asking that occultic man. Are you greater than your maker, the maker of all flesh? Of course you are not. And with this God, nothing is impossible. And so everything you have said or done against this destiny, listening to this word this morning, is cancelled by the God of all flesh. And I am saying to that man who has refused to give you your benefits and what belongs to you, that the mighty hand of the God of all flesh turns his heart towards you now and collect what is yours for you in the name of Jesus. For with our God, nothing shall be impossible. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray this morning and say, Father, you are the God of all flesh. Nothing is too hard or impossible for you and with you. Let every impossibility in my life receive divine solution now. Let it be turned around in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray. Oh God of all flesh, there is nothing that is too hard or difficult with you. Therefore, I pray, let there be a turnaround of that impossibility in my life in the name of Jesus. Turn my situation around and let your name be glorified. Thank you, Eternal Father, in the name of Jesus. I'd like you to pray prophetically this hour, reporting every threatening issue of your life to God. You are going to say, Father, the sickness in my body claims to be too difficult and impossible. I pray, show yourself great on my behalf. Show yourself mighty on my behalf. In the name of Jesus, every situation that is proving to be difficult or tough, show yourself great and mighty to them in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we have prayed. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray this morning and ask that the heart of a specific person or organization be turned to you. You are going to pray and say, Father, the heart of the king is in your hands. Turn the heart of men to me in the name of Jesus. Turn the hands of that MD. Turn the heart of my husband to me. Turn the heart of my boss. Turn the heart of that person. Mention the person, the organization. Mention the person who is sitting on what belongs to you. Mention that name and say, Father, turn the heart of this person to me. Let my deal be delivered to me and let your name be glorified. Thank you, eternal Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. I pray in the name that is above all names, that every difficult and seemingly impossible situation in your life will receive a divine solution right now. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. There is no impossibility with God. I speak to that cancer. You are not an impossibility. You are resolved now. You are removed now from that life in the name of Jesus. I speak to that migraine. I speak to that high blood pressure. You are not too difficult. You are removed from that life now in the name of Jesus. I speak to that blocked fallopian tube that has been responsible for barrenness. You are not too difficult with God. You are removed now. That fallopian tube is cleared now in the name of Jesus. I speak to that low sperm count. You are not too difficult with God. I decree an end to that low sperm count now. I decree a turnaround in the name of Jesus. The heart of that man, of that organization, that institution shall be turned favorably towards you in the name of Jesus. So shall it be. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Join us for a glorious service at the Light Cathedral this Sunday, 8 a.m. It promises to be great. You may wish to join on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Do not forget, Family Life Affairs with Graceman Adulugu commences on Friday, the 15th of September online. Prepare to join and share with others also. The Lord bless you. Get in touch with me through this number, 080-2323-2474. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, wishing you a very wonderful weekend, and the Lord bless you.